Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, my fellow travelers, and welcome to Spirit Therapy Radio. Today, we're talking about making peace with anger, and my name is Nicole Tomasini. This is not your grandfather's metaphysics, I'll tell you that. I did some research for this topic, making peace with anger, and not terribly impressed with what I found. So, I'm glad we're talking about this, because let's give the people something that they can actually use and work with. What I found, to give a little background, is count to 10, breathe and count to 10, 10 ways of dealing with anger. Breathe, count to 10. Who wants to count to 10 when you're angry? I mean, I don't want to have anything to do with you or your numbers when I'm angry. So, no. Not to that. And then I looked on the other side, the more, the guru, the yogi. I saw Sad Guru, who I do enjoy, but sometimes we don't agree. And someone asked him a question, how do I conquer anger in myself? And his answer was, why would you want to conquer something that has nothing for you? Why you want to conquer a rich land. You don't want to conquer the desert where there's nothing. But what does that mean? Because everybody feels angry. Everybody. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the Dalai Lama. I don't care if you've been a monk your whole life. When a monk stubs his toe, you don't think in some way, shape, or form in his head, he goes, God damn it, something. And even bigger, if his monastery gets raped and pillaged, do you think he's just cool with that? You think no anger comes up at all? I don't think so. I don't think so. Anger has to be there. It's part of our internal emotional guidance system. Without anger, there's a huge chunk missing. Imagine if anger just was not part of the equation. Would we have Occupy Wall Street? Would we protest? Would we dissent from the ridiculousness that is running this world? government-wise? Not really, but government. What would replace it? Sadness? What are the negative emotions? Sadness? Depression, frustration. Frustration is, you know, the next door neighbor of anger. Anger puts the fire under our ass. Anger gets things motivated. But it takes a wise man, woman, human, to know what to do with it. When it comes up, what does this mean? Why am I this level of angry? From stubbing toes to raping monasteries and anything in between. What is this and why do I feel this and what am I going to do about it? Are the questions I ask. I didn't see a whole lot of other people talking about that, but that's why you're here, to see what Spirit Therapy NYC style has to say about it. So when you think of anger, you think of the God of War, Mars, rape and pillage, you know. But then on the other side, you have Athena, wisdom. And when Mars is smart, he always communes with Athena or some side that is wisdom. Apparently, that's what our brain does as well. Anger happens in the amygdala. The amygdala gets mad. That P pee in the back. It's that fight or flight. So one guy was talking about if we didn't have the ones that he said that some humans did not have amygdalas, and they died off because they had no fear of things. There was no, don't go there, it's going to kill you, you need to survive kind of instincts happening. So they died off. I don't know. I tried to look afterwards if that was really true. Not that it matters. I didn't find anything, but this guy said so. So the amygdala goes off. Uh-oh, what is this? Do I want to fight it? Do I want to flight? And sometimes in making that decision, it freezes. And that's the deer in a headlight syndrome. But then, because we have working cogs, different sides of the machinery of the brain, what comes next? The frontal cortex, which is the thinking brain, the executive control center that allows us to exercise control. Go, oh, okay, you know, it's not just, oh, I'm angry, punch in the face. There's some part of you that goes, oh, okay, why? Who turned up the furnace? What's going on? And then it assesses the threat. And it comes up with an appropriate rational response. And that's what we're talking about here. You got to have both. We all have the reptilian brain as well. But we also have grown this beautiful frontal cortex that has so much understanding and wisdom and can make a good decision. So I say acknowledge it. Acknowledge what's going on in your head. Acknowledge what's going on in your emotions. Because if you don't, you're just going to stuff it down. And then when any anger comes up again, you're going to be tenfold. And then if you repress that, next time anger comes up, it's going to be 100-fold. So that's how, you know, we have heart attacks and high blood pressure. Push it down, push it down. I'm just going to walk away every time and then never deal with it. So it's about dealing with it in your head, no matter what's happening. Choosing to walk away is a wonderful option. And it saves you from a lot of cuts and bruises, physically or metaphysically, you know. And it also is the bigger person that can walk away and just go, you know what, this is not necessary. But how do you get there? You have to figure out in your head why this is dumb and unnecessary and laughable. If you can get to laughter from anger, if you can get there quickly, like in seconds, well, you're a master. You're a master. At least having a master moment. Because that's really what it's all about. I mean, what is fighting? It is childish. The one thing, see, Sadhguru, we agree and then disagree. But when we agree, we really agree. He says, when outside situations become unpleasant, we become unpleasant within us. This is childish. What is the point? And it's true. But it doesn't mean that amygdala is not firing. So we can walk away, but when we walk away, even if we're still angry, we can go, all right, what's going on? Ask yourself the questions. If you need help, you can always have a spirit therapy session with me, and we can totally go into those questions. Very important, though, to know what those questions are. And they're the same questions if you say, you know what, I really need to stand up to this person, and this person needs to know that this is not okay. You know, stealing everybody's pensions and you know, not favoring someone, not doing their job. So just like there are levels of anger, there are levels of aggression that we choose appropriate for the situation. I mean, it's really that simple. But the thing is, anger a lot of times becomes uncontrollable because we feel powerless, or we feel like an injustice has been done and we're powerless to do anything about it. Who's going to stand up? You can't do that. That's not right. F you. It's this powerless, like, I can't, nothing's going to work out. And somehow, forsaken. The world has forgotten about you. You're all alone and you need to claw your way back up to being on the playing field and winning. That's really where it comes from, isn't it? I mean, when you're super angry, it's because you can't see a way out. So, you know, you're a rat in the corner. You're going to jump at somebody's face. But if we don't have that running in us, the powerless feeling, I mean, that's really what making peace with anger is about. Never feeling powerless. Never. Even when we do feel powerless, to stop and go, okay, wait a minute. Do I really think that the universe has forgotten about me right now? Do I really think that everything that's happening, including oil in the sea and wars, is not all happening in divine timing? Is the hijacking of people and keeping them asleep and people just picking up guns and thinking that's going to solve anything, that's not also in divine timing? I mean, you have to convince yourself of that. Not everybody believes that. But if you can look at it from the higher perspective of this is all an orchestrated game and we are all working on ourselves here. And that's why. And like any good movie, the shit has to go down for things to happen and shift and grow. I mean, we see how galaxies are formed and it's an explosion. It seems like anger and aggression personified, right? That's what we think. Explosion. That's like as big as we can get with anger, right? But that's how we learn. If you can stop and go, wow, that really made me angry. Now what? Now what? What's the level? And this is really the beginning of, or a lot of the self-discovery, knowing thyself, seeing where you're coming from. Why is this? What buttons? This is definitely pushing buttons. So why these buttons are being pushed? Why do I feel this way? Yeah. Well, I'll share one more tidbit with you before I take my break with my banging song. Maybe there's a better title for it, but I'm calling it The Anger Walk, subtitled Things I Don't Like About Humans. That's what I did the other day. And I wasn't in an angry moment. I was more in a what's going on with the world and people moment. And so I took a walk and I thought, well, let's just list all the things that we don't like about humans. So I made a list in my head as I walked and I looked around and I saw plenty of examples. I was like, I don't like how a lot of people are completely oblivious to other people and their surroundings. I don't like how women feel like they have to cram their feet into 9-inch heel shoes and starve themselves so that they can fit into a size 0. I don't like how we think that guns are going to solve anything. I don't like how, so many people are asleep and have no idea what's going on, wasting their time. I mean, you know, there's plenty of them. But once you get that all out, and you just go, okay, here's my list of things I don't like, without attaching to any of it. I mean, you know, I looked around, but none of it, the feeling of anger didn't come up. But it was right there. You could, but I don't want to. I could, but I don't want to, right? And then you go, all right, so here's all these things that make me aggravated and angry. What's the flip side? Where's the love? Where is the love? The love's got to be somewhere. It always is. And my fail-safe is to look at the oneness. Everything is one. So if I love myself, I love you too. Everything is part of the whole. And there's so much beautiful about the whole. And think about just humans in general. We love humans in general. We're just like, oh, the human race. Yes, save the human race. And the beautiful earth, yes, protect our planet. So where does all that love go when you're looking at all these yokels running around doing, you know, ridiculousness, shenanigans? Well, that's how you find the love. That's the Christ consciousness. But I think, you know, unlike grandpa's metaphysics, I think we need to acknowledge that we do not need to like everybody. And we don't have to be love and light all the time, every day. Well, I got distracted by the song that I was going to play. but I do know what I was going to say. Jesus, you love thy neighbor like you love yourself, and do unto others as you want done to you. You know, do you need everyone to like you? No. So you don't have to like everyone. You just have to have a collective love for people's souls. But you don't have to like what they're doing down here, because people can do some messed up stuff and they can do some beautiful, miraculous, wondrous stuff. So we can't get rid of anger. I don't know why we can't talk about conquering anger. It's not about conquering. It's making peace, making friends, and also letting it be. I mean, anger is a beautiful thing for a minute, just like a bonfire is beautiful. Just, you know, contain it. So that being said, I am going to go with my Make Peace with Anger song, which I went on a whole road as to what I was going to play. But I went with 57 million views and a very fun video for such an aggressive song. So I'm just going to play it, and then I'll see you in 3 minutes. Reels. Limp Bizkit, Break Stuff. That's what that was. And it brings me to a great point. Is sometimes you just gotta let it out. And any good headbanger knows that the feeling of banging your head like that back and forth can, you know, really shake out the demons. And if that doesn't work, because a lot of times I listen to angry music when I'm angry and it calms me down. Like Eminem always would make me feel better, I guess, because you're just like, okay, I'm not the only person that's angry, so it's fine. But if that doesn't work, the physical, sometimes it gets stuck in our body. We're like, I need to punch something. So then punch something. not someone. Punch something. Go to the gym. Your bed. A pillow. You know, something that's not going to hurt and you're not going to break it. But sometimes just that feeling of getting it out, you can exhaust yourself. Or you can do it with your voice. You can just yell. I mean, when was the last time you just went, rah, you know, just let it out? I mean, every once in a while, I do that in my bath. I know it scares the crap out of my neighbors. But oh well, because it's happening and you know what it is. So this is what's up. Let me get it out. So, you know, so I can smile at you when we're in the elevator. So acknowledging it, just like anything, the body's telling you something. And the body tells you anger can, let's talk about the different signals that anger really is about. I mean, sometimes it's like, I don't like you, I need to break you. But it's not always just that. Sometimes in a place or around a person, we don't know why. It's not like they've said anything or anything's physically wrong, but we feel agitated, aggressive, something, the pricklies coming up. And I've found that when I feel that, especially in a place, something's up. There's spirits in there that maybe are not so nice. So that's a signal for you to go, you know, the prickly stand up. You go, okay, shielding. I am always love. I am always light. I'm always protected in love and light. Boom. And different levels of boom. You know, you can put up the mirror. That's pretty hardcore. But also just your magic bubble. Just being in your own love and light is all the protection that you need. But acknowledging so that you don't go home with something that you don't need, you know, in your life. And same thing with a person. Sometimes you meet a person, just like with, you know, love at first sight in sex or friends. You know, if you meet people, you're like, I do not like this person at all. I don't know why, but I don't like anything that's happening right here. So be cool with that. Listen to yourself. Listen, the only time that I've ever gotten myself in trouble with attaching to the wrong people is when I was a teenager and I was not listening to that voice. I was like, oh, give him a chance. I'm sure he's not that bad. Well, guess what? I was totally right. But again, you have to go through that, make some mistakes, you know, crack a few heads. I mean, the world is the macrocosm of us. What's fighting within us is fighting in the world. So if you're pissed off about the wars that are going on, look at yourself. Is there a war going on in you? Probably. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, what are your generals doing on both sides? You know, anger, darkness, love and light. Who's saying what? Who's winning here? And of course, love and light, always. Always wins, always. Because once you shine the light, it becomes the light. That's the end. And darkness knows it. So that's why, you know, it does. For those of us that have a short anger threshold, I think we have that because we like that feeling, that prickly, fiery feeling. But, you know, a wise person knows what happens when you stay in the fire too long. You get burned. So there's nothing wrong with enjoying a little, because that's what gets it done. I mean, we're all warriors here. We're all here. We're peaceful warriors. We've decided to put down the sword and take up within ourselves and cleanse it all out, make friends. Everybody needs to sit at the table. Oneness. I mean, what an amazing thing for us to do. And that was the greatest part from my anger walk to loop it is, after all the things I didn't like, I thought, well, but what a great ride for light workers and enlightened beings to come here and shift a whole planet, a whole civilization, a whole race of humans that have been around for hundreds of thousands of years. We're going to shift the whole thing. Amazing. You know you'd sign up for that. So, but we know war within ourselves. It's just about making the good choices. So, my choices of Daughters of Isis picks of the week, I'm going to give you an anger management, let's not call it management, because nobody likes to be managed. Let's call it anger-friendly basket. So if you need some strength and you're feeling powerless, go with, it's a mister, it's called a walking lion, inner gratitude. It's a little musky, it's a little male scent, but if you need that, you can get your power up and go, yes, I'm a lion. There's nothing wrong with this. I can sit in the jungle, be fine. If you have too much of that and you're too angry, go the opposite way, which is the rune called Wunjo. Wunjo looks like a P, the letter P, and it is the Celtic rune of joy. And it is a little more floral, but very happy. I mean, you just go, ooh, this is nice. So if you just need to find the light and the love again, definitely go with Wunjo. And you can find it in the Rune Oils collection on daughtersofisis.com. And the last one I'll suggest is, if you really want to see what's going on, either within yourself or others, both, owl medicine oil or mister, because owl cuts right through there and sees past the deceptions, either that you're telling yourself or others are trying to mask, and you can really see the situation with some wisdom, you know, not aggression. So those, and I imagine that Gwen, the creator of Daughters of Isis, would probably add in there a rescue remedy mister for good measure, you know, and you're just like, help, I fell in a hole, I feel hot, you know, rescue remedy. And you can call Gwen, you can find her number on daughtersofisis.com. She's also part of Spirit Therapy NYC, which you can find on Facebook, or our website, spirittherapy.nyc. SpiritTherapyNYC.com. It's all the same. I can't choose, so I say them both. So, it's something we really need to work on now, people. We need to be vigilant, because if we want to fix the wars going on between the brown and the white and the haves and the have-nots, we're going to have to work it out within ourselves and understand how to work with our aggression and our anger, because we need to be aggressive right now, but in a peaceful way. So don't even think about trying to lose it, because you can't. And why would you want to? But learn how to work with it. And remember always who's in charge. You, your higher self, your higher consciousness, which is what Spirit Therapy is all about, working with everything that you have. Yeah. All right. Well, I think I have covered everything that needs to be said. Create good stuff out there. Learn to be happy, because then when you dip into a little bit of anger, it's not so bad, and it's a little ride, and it's done in less than 30 minutes, and you're done. You know, that's how we become a ninja. So become ninjas, enjoy yourself, love and light to all beings, and remember to learn how to love yourself so you can love the world. Good night. Peace and love.